Blah, blah, blah.
Every time.
Feels good.
It does, right?
Yeah.
It reminds me of good feelings.
All right. So week, what was that, nine?
Yeah, it was nine.
Week nine.
I'm not mad at you forgetting because, you know, it was a forgettable week.
That has to be. And not because I lost to you or did poorly, generally speaking. That has to have been one of the worst fantasy football weeks I have ever seen.
So bad.
Like, so bad.
I can't think of a worse week that I've ever seen. I mean, no disrespect to anybody's team, but everybody was awful.
Everybody was bad.
Except for Joe, and I refuse to admit that publicly.
Right. And he only did well because his players normally do poorly.
That's true. It was the anti-week.
It was.
This makes sense now.
Or it was just now par for the course, because I think that's the second week in a row that my entire receiving core has gone, hey, but, like, what if we didn't?
Yeah, I don't like that. Like, one of our receivers shared a problem.
I do have to tell you, I was thinking about it yesterday during the Chargers game that I refused to watch after the first quarter.
I watched it with a Jets fan.
I think that... I want to hear more about that later. I think that... playing the offense of your opponent's quarterback is just generally a good strategy. Because I didn't know what to do. I was here with a flag that was like tight ends only. Like, yay, tight ends! Woo! Like, what's his name? Demario Davis or whoever? Darius Davis ran that punt back, and I was like... That was a best case scenario play for me. Justin Herbert doesn't have to take the field, so he's not going to get sacked for one of his five times.
Oh, yeah, our O-line is shit.
Like, what the fuck, man? O-line
don't give a fuck.
Good Lord.
No, I think I even texted you when Darius ran that back. I was like, son of a bitch.
You did. I was working, and I saw my phone buzz, and I went, that's either great or terrible for me.
What was great is I was at the bar going, yes, Tasha, yeah, son of a bitch, wrong person, what happened?
What was it like on your end, like going against Justin Herbert but needing like everybody on that offense to get the ball?
I wasn't kidding because we were, I made a joke about it in the chat. I was like, I need 50 points from my guys, 50 points more than Justin Herbert. And what the fuck?
Yeah. It's a low-key brilliant strategy to just be like, all right, so I'm down and have some open roster spots, and I'm just going to start my opponent's receivers.
Because what's the worst?
Because what's going to happen? Like, for every point the quarterback gets, there's a chance that my receiver gets, like, 2 points or more.
And that kind of happened, like, every...
That, yeah.
For every catch Keenan got, he'd get like 2 points, and Justin Herbert would get like a quarter of a point.
Well, he would get like about a half a point, and then he would immediately get sacked. And that's how that went forever.
Yeah.
The dude finished with 3.5 goddamn points. So he had the potential for 8.5 points because he got sacked 5 times. I thought the Bears O-line was bad. Jesus Christ. Christ.
Do you want to know why I was so mad about Darius getting the touchdown? Because I sat there and looked at all the wide receiver options available to me.
Like, you're going to drop QJ for
Darius? No, because I picked up Mingo.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Just in case
yeah.
Puka didn't get to play, and I was like, I need somebody else. And mm-hmm. I was like, I could just go full Chargers, because I knew it would, one, piss you off. And two, I was like, somebody's got to catch the fucking football. Somebody. And I made the wrong call.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Apparently, that's not true. Apparently, you don't need people to catch the football. I'm aware that Keenan Allen got 15 points. I still don't care because they only won because of Austin Eckler. Against the fucking Jets, mind you.
No. Did you see his stat line? Did you see Eckler's stat line?
Yeah, it was garbage plus 2 touchdowns.
14 rushes for 40 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Like I said, they only... That's the thing that bothers the shit out of me is nobody had any yards. It was just pure fucking touchdown production and catches. Justin Herbert finished the game with like 143 yards or something.
And a dub.
I was going to text you last night and it was like, I'm just going to go to sleep because I don't want to deal with this right now.
But my question to you is going to be, has a quarterback done less to win a game?
I mean, I can imagine. Don't the Patriots have a win somewhere? You think Mac Jones or Bailey Zappi did shit? Fucking Zach Wilson has two wins.
Right.
You think he did more than Herbert?
On those particular occasions, yes, yes, I do. Compared to last night, yeah.
Yeah. Overall, though.
The dude got sacked 5 times. I would have to see some, like, statistics on that. But I'm pretty sure that the sack yardage he lost is pretty close to whatever passing yardage he got. Plus, nope. if you add in all of the tackles for loss that I saw during that game when I was watching it, like, easily a complete zero wash.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. There was one tackle I saw where, like, I think Eckler was, like, 9 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and I was like, how the fuck does that even happen?
I think at the end of the game, they had, like, 100 yards of offense.
Yeah. So, I ask you, has a quarterback ever done less?
Probably not.
Like, I just... Who... You know what's even more frustrating for me is you got the Chargers over there with what's his fuck, Kellen Moore? Yeah. Who apparently is the only reason that Tony Pollard was good at football. It's the play calling. Mike McCarthy is an idiot, and I believe that Joe would support me in this conclusion.
I think you're missing the thing. It's that without Elliott, a known thing they have to box in, and then they loosen up on the other side, they just full-on box him in.
Sure. I'm not that concerned. They've had an incredibly hard running back schedule. It's going to get easier from here on out. They only have 2 red matchups for the rest of the season. I'll take it. Could have maybe figured it out against you this week. I would have been appreciative of that. I also am mad that I didn't start. Here's what's going to happen. I didn't start Gus Edwards again, and he did great.
Oh, I almost sent you a thing about that. I was like, dude, why is he on your... Oh, wait, never mind. It's Gus Edwards on your bench. That's just par for the course.
Right, right. I'm going to put him in my lineup this coming week, and he's going to get 4 points.
Two.
Maybe two. possibly one.
So, like, a couple weeks ago, I picked up Dalton Schultz on a whim.
Yeah, I was going to text you about that, too.
And every week, I'm like, I look at, like, even this week, I looked at him, and I was like, yeah, but... Like, Goddard and Kelsey, I gotta, right? Nope, not next week. I'm going to put that motherfucker in.
I mean, you're going to have to.
And he's going to get 3 points.
But I think, you know, that's a nice little segue from our matchup into forget everybody else. Aaron Rodgers is coming back?
Apparently.
Have you heard the conspiracy theory about Aaron Rodgers?
What's the conspiracy theory?
There are a few, but... One of them that actually it's kind of like one on top of another one. But the conspiracy theory is that he didn't really tear his ACL or rupture his Achilles. That's the thing. Because it takes 9 to 12 months to recover from a ruptured Achilles.
Yep.
On average. He is 40 years old.
Yep.
It has been somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 days since he ruptured his Achilles. And he might come back in a few weeks or at the end of December is the speculation right now, is that he's going to come back for the Browns game at the end of December.
What, do you think he just, like, pulled a muscle?
So that then goes to the next one, right? So next level down. So first conspiracy theory is that he didn't really rupture his Achilles. But then why would we do this? Do you remember the rumor about... Michael Jordan's retirement?
Oh, no.
About how it was an NBA cover-up for his gambling issue?
Yeah.
So the theory is that either Rodgers got caught gambling and the NFL couldn't do it with the scandal of that magnitude with that player, and or there's a drug issue with Aaron Rodgers, got caught with some illegal psychedelics, and it's him serving out a suspension, which is why he started a game, didn't complete a pass, and was injured, air quote, on the first play, so that he never affected anything in that game.
This would also explain why Robert Saleh is like, I'm not going, we don't need another quarterback.
Right, exactly.
I believe in Zach. And I guarantee the first day that Rodgers is back, he's going to look at him and go, get the book out of my locker room.
Exactly. And it's why he looks so good throwing the football after just a handful of weeks, after just 10 weeks of recovery time, quote unquote recovery time. So the theory is that either it's a drug or it's a drug or gambling suspension that he is serving out and then will be ready to come back.
I'm here for this theory and it makes me happy. Yeah, I'm in. I'm in. All in. All in.
The amount of NFL conspiracy theories that we have talked about just this season is insane to me, because we haven't even gotten into the Taylor Swift one.
Again, scripted. If I swear to God, Mike, I swear to God.
I don't know if we...
If this AFC championship is Jets-Chiefs, I will burn the NFL down to the ground.
Did you watch the Chiefs-Dolphins game?
Oh, I know.
Nothing can convince me that the Chiefs are not predestined for the Super Bowl yet again this year after that game. God. Like, the amount of things, like the penalties. Or the did you?
Tyreek Hill.
I don't remember if. Yes. I don't remember if we've shouted about this yet. I know I've shouted about it. I don't know if I shouted to you about it or on the podcast about it, but I'm going to shout about it again. Did you watch the Chiefs Broncos game?
Yes.
Did you see the specific play where Patrick Mahomes is rushing? He's past the line of scrimmage. He's clearly committed to the run. He's going to go for the first down. It's going to happen. And there is, I believe, either a safety or a cornerback right fucking there, completely open, ready to light him the absolute fuck up. Mm-hmm. And to Patrick Mahomes's right is some random fucking Chiefs receiver. And there's probably about 8 to 10 yards between Pat Mahomes and this DB.
Okay.
Just basically waiting for Pat Mahomes. And he looks at Pat Mahomes and then blocks the receiver. He has a clear line. Pat Mahomes is closer to him.
Scripted. This entire NFL season is scripted.
Like, I want you to look it up. Oh, you got it? You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I got it right here. Are you ready for it?
Yep.
Let me just... He's running, running, running. What in the flying fuck? Hold on. No. I'm going to... No. That's a Charger game. I don't want to see that. I want to see this one. What is he thinking?
Are they doing the slow-mo replay too?
No.
Dude, you got, like, from the slow-mo replay is even better, because it's like, it's from an angle behind Pat Mahomes, so you can see him not going for Mahomes. It's insane to me.
Well, you can see the real time that, oh, here it is in slow-mo. You can see him actively look at him and go, nah, I'm going to go for the other guy. He goes after McKinnon. It's just a scramble. He even points to McKinnon to go block 27. Mathis? Mathis sees Mahomes point to McKinnon or point at him for McKinnon to go block him.
Mm-hmm.
Stops looking at Mahomes and goes, "Oh, I'm gonna just go hit that dude then."
Right. I never bought into the scripted conspiracy theory until that play.
That is awful.
Based on your reaction, we definitely have not covered this on the podcast.
What in the fuck?
See, you can't stop watching it because it's the most egregious defensive play I've ever seen.
I don't understand. Not only that, you're 100 pounds heavier than Jerick McKinnon.
Right.
Bowl his ass over if he gets in the way.
But you let him tie you up.
No, he doesn't let him. He goes into it.
That's what I'm saying.
He actively goes to hit him.
That's what I'm saying.
He ignores Patrick Mahomes.
That's what I'm saying.
Behind the line of scrimmage to go attack a running back who has nothing to do with the play.
And then Mahomes got, what, about 12 yards?
He got another 10 after that. Yeah. No, he got another like 7 after that.
Still.
He got a first down because of it.
Yep.
You should have been cut right there, Mathis. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I don't want anybody to make any apologies. I don't want you to apologize. I don't want anybody to make any excuses. Yo ass should have been cut for being too much of a little bitch to go hit Patrick Mahomes.
Or he probably got a raise because, and I'm aware that we've been talking about this for 3 minutes, but like I can't not highlight this.
I think I watched it 12 times.
That's what I'm saying. It's like what the fuck is that? I need someone to explain it to me. And if unless the explanation is, yeah, we told him not to hit Patrick Mahomes, then I don't believe you.
I don't get it, man. That was. Anyway, yeah, no, the whole league has been scripted. None of this is real anymore. And again, well, we do have our inevitable Jets Chiefs AFC Championship game. We'll burn everything.
Well, that brings me to my next point, which is because the league is scripted, I'm afraid that this season will not count.
Oh my God! Wait. I'm trying to think what our AFC playoffs are going to be because I can. It will be.
You're just going to pretend you didn't hear what I just said.
Yeah,
okay.
No. I refuse. Even if it comes out of like a scripted tomorrow, we're like, nope, champion.
It's like we're playing the fantasy league for the WWE, basically, at that point. Like, is somebody in the writers' room? Are you? That's why you're doing so
well.
What
are you talking about?
You know one of the writers.
Of the people in this league, who would have connections in the writer's room?
I mean, one of the two of us would be a writer. They've heard our podcast. We're fantastic.
This entire time, we thought the viewers in Arlington were fucking CIA. It's actually the NFL.
It's just the Washington Commanders.
They're like, these motherfuckers know something. Hold on. Hold up.
We got to change the script.
Oh, no, I can already see it. It's going to be the divisional round will be Jets versus Chiefs. And the other side, it'll be, wait for it, Cincy versus Buffalo. And then it's Chiefs-Cincy round three.
I didn't think I'd ever say it. I'm fucking tired of Buffalo.
I'm tired about all of this shit. There's nothing in the AFC I'm not tired of right now. Do you think I want Cincy Chiefs round three?
Well, I mean, I'm tired of the Chiefs too, but that was tired of the Chiefs before.
I'm tired of the Bengals.
I don't think I'm tired of the Bengals yet. I'm almost tired of you. But
how about
I
that?
Like the city of Cincinnati, so that's why.
I'm also tired of Aaron Rodgers in general. Therefore, I'm clearly tired of the Jets.
I've been tired of Aaron Rodgers for like 15 years.
I know, I'm a little late to this train, but I'm on. I'm on board.
I still remember, I don't know if Cesar remembers this, but I remember Aaron Rodgers' is his first game because Cesar and I watched it in my mom's basement, and we thought he was going to be really, really bad, and I remember we kept singing the Journey song with the keep on running because he had no offensive line, and turns out we don't know how to watch tape. At all.
To be fair, I think I watched one of his first Bears games, which you guys in Cesar's basement.
Yeah, and that was when the Bears were good.
Yeah.
I believe it was a playoff game.
I remember it did not end well.
Yeah, the Bears lost it. Yep.
I remember there was a lot of anger and me being very confused.
I drank a bottle and a half of Dicka wine. Mike Dicka's wine. Mm. Not great. Great for mass consumption and sadness, but
the things you learn as you age.
Which fun fact, Mike Dicka's wine did not age. Green AF.
Oh my God.
Okay. So other people had matchups this week in our league that we're finally gonna start talking about 24 minutes in.
I think it's important to note this week was fucking awful and atrocious.
Again, we brought it up, but this has to be one of the worst, if not the worst, that I've ever seen in terms of a week. I scored 138 points. You scored 155.55 points, and I only bring up the decimal because it's a lot of fives.
I was like, right?
Chris was about a point behind you, and he lost to Jason. Who, up until Joe's team exploded, was the highest scoring team. Also, Carlos's team exploded. Joe won 206 to 175. It's the best Carlos's team has done, like, all season.
My favorite was fucking Eric being like, I am whooping this motherfucker's ass.
Uh-huh.
But all we're going to talk about is the fact that his team is awful.
Yep. Yep, because he did. He did win. It's, I think it's the biggest blowout.
It was 176 to like 164
to 96. Caesar did not break 100 points. It might have helped if he set his lineup. God damn it, Chris set his lineup and then Caesar. Oh, motherfuckers. There cannot be two of you. There can. I'm sorry for your eardrums. There cannot be two. I can only babysit one idiot at a fucking time. I can't. Come on. Come on, man. You're not even in Spain anymore. You're home. You're in Oregon.
My favorite part, I was like, he mentioned that he was beating the shit out of Cesar, and I was like, what the fuck is happening with this bullshit? How is it this? Oh, my God. You have three people. Did you just... I assume Cesar How? Just looked at it and was like, nope, I'm done.
How is he a better manager when he is in Spain? How is it possible? It's got to be the time difference. It's got to be that, like, by the time he has to set his lineup, it's like 5 p.m.
Maybe it's the quality of wine in Spain.
I swear to God.
What is the time difference? What time is it in Spain at like 11 o'clock here?
I believe it's a 7-hour time difference.
Like forwards or backwards?
Spain is 7 hours ahead.
So it's like 4 a.m.
So if it's noon here, it's 7 p.m. there. I think.
Oh, that actually works. That actually works out.
That's what I'm saying.
So he doesn't have to set his lineup until like 5 p.m.
That's what I'm saying. And like this tracks, right? Because it, when he's domestic,
he's
2 hours behind. So he's on.
If he goes the other side of the world, it's the most. Oh my God, we found this.
He has to get up too early to set his lineup. That's the issue. Yeah, we found a fix. Yeah,
just sent his ass to fucking Europe.
Dude, I hate to say it, but I think you got to move to Spain, man. Or Germany. I don't really care. Europe. You got to move to Europe.
Oh, my God.
What else happened? Matt lost again to Dan, who barely won, because that's how this week is. Anybody who won barely won, except for Joe.
I looked at this the other day, because we mentioned it in the last podcast, where he is below, like, his points for are... Not he's got more points against than points for, right? But he's got a 7-3 record.
Currently
or 6-3.
He has substantially.
I looked into this because I was curious. How the fuck is this happening? How do you have more points against than for and be this high up? Every one of his wins is by less than 10 points, and his three losses collectively are by 50. 60 and 20.
Yeah.
No, when he loses, he gets his ass whooped.
Week one, I just missed it. I just missed it.
Like, most of his wins are by 5 to 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
They're close. And all of his losses, with the exception of one.
Yeah. One that was what did he do this week? Yeah, his win this week was by 21 points.
Yeah, his loss to me was the closest matchup in the loss column for him. But when he does lose, oh, buddy, he goes out of his way to lose.
This week.
I mean, one of y'all can make up for the shit show y'all did last week.
That's not going to be me. I got my... Have you seen my bench? No. Everyone is on bye.
You know what? I was looking at... Mine's kind of like that, too. Everybody's on bye or
I thought
dead.
Everybody was on bye against you. Everybody is on bye also against Dan. Anybody who wasn't on bye is now on bye again.
I mean, the good news for both of us, that means our buys are done.
Yeah, I got like a handful of players in week 14 that will probably not be on my team by the time week 14 comes.
That means we're just going to murder everybody through the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
The new standings update, which I'll buzz through because somehow we are at 30 minutes.
Well, I mean, we got another 30 minutes to talk about the Chiefs if you want, because I can go, son.
Standings update. Jason. Still last place in 10, but he did get a win, so he's now 2-7. 9 is Cesar at 3-6. 8 is Carlos at 4-5. 7 is Matt, 4-5. 6 is Chris, 4-5. 5 is
me down two spots. Damn. 4 and 5. 4 is Joe, 5 and 4. 3 is Eric, also 5 and 4. 2 is Dan, somehow 6 and 3. And you're number one because nothing changes ever in this league. Which, as always, after a standings update, we have to have a power rankings update.
Yes, we do.
And as always, you are at the top of the power rankings, followed by me. Fantasy Pros is as confused by my failures as I am. But that's 1 and 2.
I like how you wait till I'm pouring a beer to mention anything about my team doing good so I can't say shit.
Going down to 10 is Matt.
Wow.
Matt went from 9 in the power rankings last week to 10.
Matt, you should probably feel bad about where your team is.
Little bit. I went to try to like formulate a trade with Matt and looked at his team and went, I don't want a single solitary part of
what?
This team.
You don't want Bijan?
I kind of want Bijan, but not for what Bijan's going to cost me.
I just want Arthur Smith to look himself in the mirror.
I keep waiting. It's going to happen. He's going to get fired, and then Bijan is going to like be fantastic. Bijan is going to be the next Josh Jacobs. Motherfucker. Josh McDaniels couldn't hang on for one more fucking week.
No, that was my favorite part of that interview. Like after the press conference, he was like, everything's going to run through Josh Jacobs. And I went, yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then Davante Adams got one catch.
Yeah, so like not better, just different.
Think he regrets it yet?
Adams?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Substantially. Yeah. Did you see the Jets tried to trade for him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing tells me that Aaron Rodgers is definitely coming back like the Jets trying to trade for Davante Adams.
Listen, you tell me that Davante Adams, Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard isn't a fucking terrifying wide receiver.
Davante Adams, Garrett Wilson. I stopped listening after that.
Doesn't matter who else is left.
No.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate it.
Oh, yeah, he's coming back. God damn it.
Number 8 is Carlos. 7.
Yeah, we're still doing this.
7 is Dan.
Oh, hey, Dan's up.
6 is Eric. 5 is Cesar. 4 is Joe. And 3 is Chris. So Chris is up a couple of spots.
Let me get this straight.
I don't understand the power rankings either.
Power rankings playoffs are me, you, Chris.
Well, okay, so those were the rest of season power rankings. Yes, that's good. According according to
rest
Fantasy
of season
pros,
does not equate to
what I believe you're wanting, which I'm prepared with actually this
okay,
week.
Hit me.
Is the playoff odds?
Okay.
So the Clyde team has a 100% chance of making the playoffs.
Dope.
You have not clinched, but you have a 100%.
I was about
chance
to say, well, how many
playoffs
more wins I got to get to clinch? Is it one? I think it's one.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan.
Wait. That means I'm not in the toilet bowl this year.
Correct.
We have overcorrected, guys.
Dan is next.
Ooh, wait. If I'm at 100.
Oh, you're guessing?
If I'm at 100.
Okay.
Dan's got to be at 96.
97 and a half.
Damn. I felt good about 96, too.
Then it's Eric.
Eric at what, 4 and 5 or 5 and 4?
I think Eric's 5 and 4 right now. I don't remember what I just said.
86.
97.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I think
Is this in order?
This is in order of playoff odds.
Oh, shit.
So this is not in standings order.
Again,
but this is,
let
this
me.
Is,
it, 1 is me. 2 is Dan. Mm-hmm. 3 is Eric.
Yep. Yep, this list is going to be in order of playoff odds.
Okay.
Next is Joe. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So if he was at 97, Joe's at 5 and 4, 2, 95?
95.9.
Damn. So close.
Yeah. And then after Joe, it's me.
Okay, respectable five. 91.
86.8.
Jesus, that's a drop.
Well, so this is where we start getting into the four and five teams. So there are like four, or I think there are five teams. No, four teams that are four and five. So that's kind of like anybody's game. I have a lot of the tiebreakers.
Okay.
Which is why I have 86%. Because the next person after me is Chris.
Chris has got to be 85?
60.
Shit! So now we're in the whole fuck you. Oh, man.
Yeah, it takes a steep drop after me. Okay, so Chris was 60. Next is Matt.
Two.
You're not far off. It's 25.8.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Matt, you got some works to do, son.
Then it is Carlos.
His has got to be like 10.
20.6.
He still has a chance?
Yeah.
I want him to make the playoffs.
Yeah, one of these teams has to be an Eric.
I want his team to make the playoffs.
Caesar is in the ninth spot.
Okay. He's got to be like 15.
13.9.
Damn, I was close.
And
we're going to get one of these.
Then Jason.
Two. Hard two.
1.86.
Damn. Got it. Knew what I was going to get one. I was getting too close on the rest of them.
So.
Run that down one more time.
Yeah. You're 100. Dan is 97.5. Eric is 97. Joe is 95.9. I'm 86.8. Chris is 60. Matt is 25.8. Carlos is 20.6. Caesar is 13.9. And Jason is 1.8.
I want something to be done about this because I want nothing to do with Chris in the playoffs.
Well,
that black magic is going to come in somewhere.
For those of you below 86.8%, or including the team at 86.8%, make some trades. Make your team look different than it currently looks, is basically that. My team is going to look substantially different in 2 weeks.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
It will.
Okay.
It will likely be captained by Kyler Murray with Devin Achan as my RB1. I am so excited.
Do you have that much faith in Kyler Murray?
No, not at all. I just think he'll get more than 3.5 points a week.
Remember, you traded for this.
I did. I did.
Did this to yourself.
I did. Well, I mean, Trevor Lawrence got 0 points this week, so, like, technically a net gain.
True, I guess. Did he really get 0 points?
He didn't play because they're on bye.
It's not a net positive. That's just shifting the blame.
I mean, honestly, I probably would have, like, had to pick up what's his fuck from Minnesota.
I mean, now that we can talk about it, because tomorrow the waivers are going through, guess what I have to do this week?
Do you need a quarterback?
I need a quarterback.
So you're picking up Dobbs?
I'm picking up somebody. I haven't decided which one of these assets I want the most. Or it's more or less, it's not even which one do I want the most, it's which one do I want the least.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. I think he's like RB9 on the, or not RB, QB9 or something on the year.
I absolutely fucking refuse.
Anyway, those are the playoff rankings. They're playoff odds. Those are the playoff odds. What'd you say?
I'll pick up Baker Mayfield first.
That's not a bad option either.
I'll take Zach Wilson over fucking Russ.
when we get further into the, like, almost playoff time, we can start toying with the playoff machine, which is my favorite thing that we do, because then I can just, like, click on, well, in this matchup, if this happens, and then this person wins, but if it's a tie, but then, like, yeah, we can get weird with it.
I'm here for it.
But, yeah, so that's the playoff odds right now. Some of you got some work to do. Jason? I'm very sorry. Perhaps. Make some deals. Because all you got to do,
I'll be honest. I bet he's looking at some of those deals we offered him earlier. It's like, maybe they were right.
Listen.
Chris has a 60% playoff chance. He is 4-5. Jason is 2-7. It's completely possible to flip-flop those two teams. And I say that as another 4-5 team who started the year on a 3-game losing streak. I'm just saying. And I'm currently on a 2-game losing streak.
Sure.
Yay.
Happy times. I can see the tears forming.
No, I'm just looking. I was looking ahead, like, to my matchup with Dan this week.
Nothing more. And I don't want you to take this personal. I want nothing more for than you to be in the chip bowl.
I know you do. I know you do.
I want it so bad.
I know you do, because I so enjoyed you being there last year.
The downhill slide into fucking, like, just the shit show.
See,
that was my season last year.
I don't know what we would have done if you lost, though, because you can't grow a mullet.
No.
So I don't. We would have had to figure something else out.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think
one,
we're getting a mullet.
I wouldn't have rejected. We haven't seen it.
And we're, like, well past the due date.
Well, oof.
Well, I guess we should preview week 10. So whatever your week one matchup was, we're doing it again. Let's so this go. Is this is the beginning of revenge season.
I mean, yeah, we're starting it over.
And I fully plan on revenge, because in week 10, I play Dan again.
Yeah, and a typical Dan win. He only won by 10.
I thought it was less than that. I thought it was like...
It was like 8.
It was 8? Yeah.
It was 8. Yeah, yeah. It was 8, exactly.
Yeah. So, if I beat him by 8, does that mean we collectively tie and I can get a loss taken away?
No.
Damn it!
Well, I mean, yes, but you also get a win taken away.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to beat Dan.
Yep.
I'm probably not. God, my team sucks. Jason plays Matt.
Well, Jason's going to be shooting for a better result because he lost by 50 last time.
Oh, God. Yeah, but Matt's team had Stephon Diggs, and Jason's team didn't have a healthy Joe Burrow.
These are fair points. And with an unhealthy Joe
this
Burrow,
could,
you didn't
this
have
could,
Chase.
I mean, Jason is currently projected to win by 30 points.
He could. Very easily.
And this could be the Clyde.
Ooh. Ooh, the Clyde of the matchups.
Mm-hmm.
I see it.
You
mm-hmm.
are playing Cesar.
Yeah, Cesar got some work to do.
It's currently projected, and I don't know if you've set your lineup, but it's currently projected to be a 9-point loss for Cesar.
Yeah, he lost by 65 last time.
Oh, no.
So if he wants to make up that difference, he gonna need some fucking help.
Yeah.
Gotta remember, I started this season off with the fucking murder shows.
Yeah, you came out swinging. Eric is facing off against Joe.
This was the first Clyde of the season. Joe won by 0.4.
Yeah, I think Joe's gonna win pretty handily again.
Sweep the series.
Well, Tyreek's on bye.
Oh. Yeah, that's going to hurt.
So keep in mind, this is another bi-pocalypse week because we got a lot of teams on bye.
There's only two left. There's this one and 13. That's it.
14.
That was 13, 14. There shouldn't be any byes.
There are byes in week 14. I know, because I have two players on bye in week 14.
That shit going to suck.
Yeah. And lastly, Chris
mm-hmm.
versus Carlos.
This was Carlos's first win. He won by 2 points.
And do you want to hear something absolutely insane?
I do now.
Chris currently projected to get 87 points. Set your lineup! He doesn't have McCaffrey in. And Mostert's on bye. And Waddle's on bye. And Jalen Phillips is on bye. I didn't realize how many fucking Dolphins this dude had until right now.
1, 2, 3, 4 bye players on bye.
Jordan Fuller's also on bye.
Oh, this isn't going to be nearly as bad.
No, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. It's just jarring to look at and see Carlos with like almost 140 points and then Chris with well under 100.
Well, I was going to be like, well, shit, me and him are going to be competing for a quarterback. And then I realized that he doesn't do this shit anyway. So I got my first pick.
Oh, and, yeah. Jalen Hurts is on by two. Yeah, Chris has yet to make a waiver wire move.
He understands what the waiver wire is, bro.
I do. The amount of times we've explained this,
bruh. I want him to also screw up, not said anything, and still be Carlos.
It wouldn't be the first time this season.
All right, fuck it. We've been talking for long enough about stuff and things. No kicker. I vote no kicker.
No kicker. That's fine.
All right.
We were trying to force them anyway. Like,
I mean, I came up with like 9 ideas while we were talking.
I told you. We had spent all that time talking about the fucking Chiefs.
So last week, I don't know if anybody noticed, because I posted the episode on a Saturday, so I don't know if anybody listened. I don't know if anybody noticed, but we got a voicemail.
Oh, we did.
We did.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. So, thank you, Carlos, long-time listener, first-time first caller.
First-time and first caller.
Might be only caller. I got a text from someone who will remain nameless, Dan, who was like, who called in? And so, just so you know, Carlos, Dan couldn't even recognize your voice. And in case you're wondering who your friends are in the league, it's not Dan, clearly.
I remember listening to it going, what the fuck is Carlos doing?
Yeah, it sounded exactly like Carlos. Dan, I don't know what you were talking about. Oh.
I'd love for, like, I want some rando to call in. And just for us to be, like, for a good 20 minutes talking. Like, no, that was definitely Joe. What are you talking about? That was Joe.
There's going to be a week at some point, and there are very few weeks left, but there's going to be a week at some point where without coordination, we get like 15 voicemails.
I'm okay with this.
And I will put every single one of those fucking things on.
If Chris gets his surgery soon, that'll be Chris. He'll call in every 5 minutes just because he's bored.
And because he doesn't remember calling in previously because of the painkillers.
I might just give his number to the nurse and be like, just have him call this number every hour that he's on the drugs just to give us an update.
Well, just so everybody knows, the link that gets posted with the episode, I believe limits you to a 1 minute voicemail. So, you know, type out what you want to say. Type out what you want to say. Make sure that it's, you know, under a minute and you're good to go.
Or, I mean, pre-plan and just do 5 in a row.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep going.
We're okay with it.
They come right to my email. It's a great time.
It's awesome. We like it.
Mm-hmm. More, please.
Show us that you care about us. Love us, damn it.
Now that we're past Halloween, we're getting into Thanksgiving. And if you don't show your gratitude for this show, I swear to God.
Show your thankfulness for us putting together these goddamn things to entertain you. And give you somebody to hate.
Yeah.
And vilify.
Yeah.
If we could just get like a couple other shows so that the guys in Arlington are just like, fuck, we need more help. We can't.
So what you're proposing is that we create the Champion Style Network. That's what you want to do. You want multiple shows under an umbrella.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The CSN. Which I think may already exist, but
I feel like that's
it's in Canada. Nobody cares.
I feel like we're going to get a cease and desist on that one, but like I'm here to try.
You know, the amount of things I've said that for, and then we haven't.
That's fair. Like, it's our new goal to get a cease and desist.
Although I did move, so most of my mail's probably at the other address.
Oh. All right, new goal, cease and desist.
That'd be fun.
I would read that shit.
I was going to say, there would be an episode.
Read it out.
It would be an emergency episode. We would record on a fucking, like, Friday afternoon.
We would frame it.
Of course we would.
We would put it in a, like a place of like be above the TV. We would look at it every time we did the recording and be like,
whatever season it happens within would be the season of cease and desist.
Our team names would be cease
and desist.
And we might do that anyway.
That's true.
Whenever we play each other next, it's cease and desist. Because I'm pretty sure if we do get a cease and desist, it will be from the rest of the league members that we have here. Just like, you have to stop with the podcast. You have to. None of we all stopped listening weeks ago. It is May. Why are you still doing the podcast?
There's been no football for months. There's no football for another 2 months. The draft isn't even for another 2 months. Why are you still talking?
We're on our like D and E content. we're just like, if your team were a blanket, what style of blanket would it be? Oh, and let me tell you why Carlos is an Afghan.
I mean, clearly Quilt and Comforter are eight S tier.
You joke, but we just figured out what our kicker is this week. And S tier would be down Comforter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Done.
Yeah,
done. All season down Comforter, so it's not as heavy. You can use it during the summer. It's breathable.
I'll accept this. Mm-hmm. Accept this. Mm-hmm. So what are you?
I mean, I think I'm an all-season down comforter, but in actuality,
I've seen your team.
I personally am an all-season down comforter. My team is an Afghan because seemed like a good idea at the time, but in actuality, it does seem to have quite a few large holes.
I feel like Carlos would be more Quilt because they patched that shit together.
Yeah, but like he's a patchwork Quilt.
but here we go.
But the patches are like Confederate flags and KKK uniforms. So it's like, yes, he is a patchwork quilt, and it is probably very warm. But like,
he's not happy about it.
I don't want to use it.
Oh, I mean, to be fair, I feel like either
this episode is going to be called Patchwork Quilt, and this whole thing's getting cut, and no one's going to have any idea what the fuck we're talking about.
My team name's going to be the Down Comfortable. Oh, my God.
Dan's team is the really cozy, fuzzy blanket that you get too much cum on.
I just figured he was going to be the towel at that point.
No, he's the blanket. Because, you know, you just keep going with it. You're just like, I can't wash it. If I wash it, it'll get ruined.
It's too late. We've already gone too far.
We've gone too far.
So then Jason, the fucking towel you lay down on the blanket.
Yeah, he's the squish towel. Mm-hmm. Yep. Also, I gross myself out with squish towel. That's what I was
about to say. We took a pause there. We both know why that pause was there. It was the...
Eric is just a regular old top sheet. It's just perfectly fine. It's like I got it at Target. It's acceptable. There's no holes in it. It's good.
It's fine.
I'm okay with it. It's serviceable.
Nobody's mad at it. Ever.
It's well done. It's a well done sheet.
Chris, is you go to the game in the middle of winter and you're fucking cold and you buy that blanket that they have.
Oh, that blanket sucks.
Yeah. And you get it because you need it.
You need it.
But you know for a fact as soon as you get back in the car, that thing is never being used again.
Because when you go to use it one time at home and it's like 2 feet too short, your like shins pop out the end. You're just like, this isn't even a blanket. This is basically just something I would hang on my wall if I were, I don't know, 2 years old. Didn't know any better.
It's useless. You know it's useless. It's not that warm. You can't wash it because as soon as you do, it's going to tear into fucking pieces. Yep. And you're going to be throwing it out next year anyway.
100%. So Chris is shitty stadium blanket.
Exactly.
I like it.
Caesar
is a picnic blanket.
Yeah.
Because he exists solely for one purpose, and that is to have you sit on top of it. And spill shit all over it, and then you just hose it off, roll it up, use it next year.
Yep.
Who are we missing? Joe. We're missing Joe.
Joe's also a picnic blanket, but at a festival.
I was about to say, this is what you take to the festival. It's the ratty one that's like got so much shit spilled on it. It doesn't even, it's not even the same color it was when you bought it.
Joe, yes, correct. And then eventually, like, it gets a little bit too ratty, and you're just like, I'll just turn it into a poncho.
Yep.
And then you just wear it to the next 97 Dave Matthews concerts that you go to.
I think that's ever. Nope, Matt. Matt's the really, really nice blanket that you only break out for, like, special occasions. And even then, it's like, don't
run. Do you have a special occasion blanket?
Maybe. Do you know?
Matt is blanky.
I was going to say baby blanky.
He's blanky.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Mostly because he's turning into a baby blanky.
Well, yeah. but also because, like, I don't know. He's hanging on a little too long, like longer than you should. You know, like you hang on to that baby blanket like a little too. Like you remember your baby blanket.
Yeah.
You should remember your baby blanket.
There's nothing special about it.
No.
It's you know.
It's
supposed to be very short-lived.
Right. It usually isn't. Matt is Linus, is what I'm saying.
And into kicker number two. God damn it. Did I not tell you this was going to happen? I told you.
This episode is going to be, here's the kicker, and it's going to be 12 kickers.
I told you, we're going to roll into this.
At the end of the season, we should do which kicker that we did is your team. Just rank our own kickers.
Here's the fucked up part. I really like the Charlie Brown one.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah. That is all the things that we have to talk about this week. On to week 10, a.k.a. week 1, revenge.
Yeah, I don't think I consider mine revenge.
Well, no, it would be, who do you play?
Cesar.
It would be his revenge. It would be your, I don't know.
Ass whooping part 2?
Sure.
Spank that ass and remind him where he's at.
You got to prove. it's week 10, week 1 redux, the proving, hold on, colon, the proving, colon, prove it or lose it. Subtitle, bring it on.
Again.
Part 3, for some reason.
No. That's if, like, I have to play Cesar or, I think it was Cesar, Matt, or somebody in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That would be part 3.
Set your goddamn lineups. I swear to God. I'm not babysitting. I'm telling you now. Listen to the episode. I know that Caesar and Chris don't listen, so that's falling on deaf ears. But the rest of you, set your fucking lineup so I only have to babysit those two fuckers. As a quick reminder, remember how there was that really cool Dolphins-Chiefs matchup in Germany at 8:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
Welcome to week 10. We got Colts-Patriots at 8:30 a.m. So for the, I don't know, two of you that game is relevant for.
That is relevant to literally Jason.
And Eric.
Where is Pittman? Is that Eric?
Eric has Ramondre. Caesar has Pittman. Jason has Taylor. Matt, no. Dan has Josh Downs, who I think might be out. And
I got Zach Moss.
Yeah. Who you might... Do you have to start Zach Moss this week?
I got Javonte, baby.
Okay.
I don't need to start any of those motherfuckers anymore.
Okay. Yeah, so just a reminder that there's an 8:30 game that is irrelevant, and I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think I'm going to watch it.
Me neither.
I think I'm going to sleep in.
No plans.
I'm going to sleep in. So I'll see you at noon.
Yep.
Cool.
Watch that be the game of the fucking year.
I mean, honestly.
Like a back and forth knockdown, it'll be 56-55.
I say I'm going to sleep in, that just means I'm getting up at 9 a.m., so like I'll probably still watch it.
I'll show up as the final, like, field goal goes. It's a 65-yard field goal through fucking snow for some reason in Germany.
It snows in Germany.
Not in the middle of fucking winter.
It's global warming. Wait, I'm sorry. Did you just say it doesn't snow in Germany in the middle of winter?
Yeah, it does. For some reason, I was thinking South America, and I was like, that's not right. Hold on. You've got this wrong. listen, all right, geography wasn't my subject.
What was your subject? Because so far we have geography, English, and chemistry that math. Were not your subject.
Math was what I could do.
Matt, you could do math.
I can do math.
You can do math.
I can do math.
What is 2 + 2?
4.
Why did you hesitate?
It's like, is this a trick question? You're trying to catch me off guard here?
Anyway. Anything else you got to throw in?
I still don't like this year. I know I'm in first. I still don't like it.
I don't like it either.
This has all the makings of me being very upset.
That's true, yeah. Dominant regular season force. I've been the dominant regular season force who just right in the playoffs.
Like every week this goes on, I'm like, it's getting worse. Mm-hmm. It's going to hurt more.
Yeah, so like you need to lose. For entertainment.
I tried, all right? I tried. You just didn't pick up.
You didn't try hard enough. Your defense was like, your defense did not get the message. Your IDP section of your team was like, nah, we good. Like, we like, got it.
The offensive play this week, we got you, boo.
Yeah.
We just gonna lock this shit down.
Yeah, yeah. If your defense played like a normal defense, I would have been fine. God damn.
Wasn't fucking Jordan Brooks. I love. Here's my thing about the defensive projections every week with Sleeper. Jordan Brooks is every week slated to get 3.5 points. Every week.
Yeah.
3.5, 3.5, 3 point. He's got no less than 9 mm-hmm. every week. And this week he was just like, you know what? Office is taking a break. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fucking light this motherfucker up. And then Roquan took the week off. And then there was Bobby Wagner on my bench. He was like, bitch, that could have been me.
It was funny because I was looking at your team and I was like, man, if I could make a deal with one player on your defense, it would be Roquan Smith. And I'd be like, hey, man, if you could like not. And then he like did not. But then the rest of your defense was like, yeah, yeah. Monkey's paw, bitch. And I'm going to go ahead and change my team name to Monkey's Paw.
I think we've got like 14 days of this one so far. Welcome to week 10.
Welcome to week 10.
The revisioning.
Indeed. Are we going to do like another naming segment? We're just going to...
I was thinking about it.
This is basically... This episode is Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, where it just ends 7 times. And then it actually ends and you're just like, who's that? Is that it?
Is there not an after credit scene?
Do I have to sit here? I'm gonna sit here, and then the credits are 17.
Right, minutes now we're doing drawings. Okay, so this is it. This, but is it?
We should absolutely do an episode where we get to the end and there is like straight up just like 8 minutes of silence, and then one of us just farts into the microphone.
We were just gonna do the Ferris Bueller. Oh, you're still here?
Here?
It's over. Go home.